So when I cast my mind back to that summer of 1936, there is one memory of that lunacy time that visits me most often. The air is nostalgic with the music of the 30s, a mirage of sound, a dream music that is both heard and imagined. And everybody seems to be floating on those sweet sounds, moving rhythmically, languorously, in complete isolation. When I remember it, I think of it as dancing. Dancing as if language had surrendered to movement. As if this ritual, this wordless ceremony, was now the way to speak, to whisper private and sacred things, to be in touch with otherness. Dancing, as if the very heart of life of, and all its hopes might be found in those assuaging notes and those hushed rhythms and in those silent hypnotic movements. Dancing, as if language no longer existed because words were no longer necessary.